You're listening to The Hit List, and I'm joined by Connor Maynard. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good. I'm all good. I'm a little bit jet lagged, but I'm doing all right.
Where are you flying back from?
Well, I technically came. I flew back from the Cayman Islands, but I went to the Cayman Islands for a week. Then I went to Florida for a week, and then had to kind of fly back through the Cayman Islands. So yeah.
Did you have a good time? Was it just a break, a little holiday?
No, it was a work trip. It was work. I was kind of basically just filming a promo for the new tour. So the guy that's the rapper Anth, who's kind of supporting me on the next part of my tour, he lives in Florida. So I went out there to film loads of kind of promo stuff with him for the tour.
Oh, so, yeah. Amazing. Did you manage to get like a day off? Did you manage to go to a little theme park?
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, we definitely didn't do as much work as we were meant to. But we had a lot of fun, 100%. And it was actually very cool. On the second to last day, Medusa was there, and
oh,
I actually
nice.
Worked with them ages, like before they were even called Medusa. I did a song with them years ago, and basically I saw they were in town, and I was like, I messaged them, being like, what the hell, like I probably hadn't seen them in about 6 years.
Wow.
I hadn't seen them in a long time, so it was cool to see them and catch up with them, so that was nice. So yeah.
Amazing. Well, you took like a little break from social media and like the world, and now you've come back with new music this year. How did you find your time away? Because obviously you've spent so much of your career online. What was it like taking that step back?
Oh no, yeah, it was a scary thought, a scary kind of concept, and to kind of take a massive step back from something that has been so kind of prominent in my career, like, ever since the beginning. But I just felt like I needed it. I just felt like, I didn't want to, I was kind of going through a time that, you know, wasn't easy, and I didn't want to kind of have to force myself to, you know, pretend to be absolute, that everything was fine, because I think, you know, I am very much me on social media, but I feel like the kind of standard me is I'm normally quite, you know, I feel quite good, at least kind of what I obviously show online. And I think that at that point it kind of felt a bit like it felt maybe too much to have to, yeah, as I said, like to kind of pretend everything was fine. So I kind of just thought, you know, I'm gonna take a step back and kind of just do things that I felt could help me in that moment, which was kind of pour it into music and write a bunch of stuff about what was going on, spend more time with my friends, etc., and I guess take some time to heal away from picking up my phone every 5 minutes and looking at different social media pages, etc. So yeah,
I think it is really difficult when you can't, because I think presenters kind of have the same thing of you are yourself all the time at work. That's part of the job, but it's the shiny version of you, the more positive version of you all the time. So there is that
100%.
Innate pressure.
Just because when you think about it, it's like, I guess, why we do that, I don't really know. I guess it's more, you know, it's more entertaining. Essentially, it's a form of entertainment, isn't it? It's like, I think social media is still definitely a form of entertainment. And I think that, I think when you're not in the mood to be entertaining, it's really hard to be entertaining. So,
I always call it like happy, happy fun times on the radio and it's really hard to be happy, happy fun when you're not feeling very happy, happy fun.
100%. I remember that. Do you remember I think it was Katy Perry's like biopic movie that she was in. There was that scene where she's like crying her eyes out, and all of a sudden she just stops to go on stage.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like that is intense. I don't think I could. I mean, obviously it might have been slightly dramatized for the documentary they were filming, but I remember thinking like, wow, like if I was in that much of a bad spot, I think I'd probably cancel the show.
I think I might just call it mental health.
Oh, I'll come back next year, guys. Go home.
You've said that since coming back, like you've actually had this really positive response from fans, like wanting to know how you were, but also being quite responsive to you now being a bit more open. What's that kind of been like, you know, changing how you show yourself now on social media?
It was really cool. I think that it actually even made me realize how many other people that, you know, that follow me obviously go through difficult periods as well, and a lot of them kind of related to it, and you know, everyone understood like why I did it, and Obviously, it's not that it was not kind of my followers or my fans' favorite thing in the world for me to just disappear for a couple of months. But they were all super supportive and as I said, understanding. So yeah, I think it was cool to kind of come back and feel like, it wasn't kind of this weird like, oh, I've got to step back into it and like ease myself back in. I kind of just came back and addressed it immediately, and everyone was super cool about it. So yeah.
Well, I think people really respond to like that honesty. And like you say, a lot of people go through it, so they relate to you. And sometimes I think it even like works in your favor a little bit, because then they're like, oh yeah, this person is
Yeah,
a real
100%.
human being.
That's why I like the joke between me and like my friends, and also for a load of artists as well, is like, maybe you should go and get your heart broken. Like, go and get your heart broken, take a bit of a break, and then come back with a bunch of like brand new music. And I guess it is the silver lining, I suppose. So yeah.
We got to take what we can from it.
Exactly, yeah, because it definitely doesn't feel good when it happens. So
No.
you need everything, any benefit that can come out, any benefit you can squeeze out of it, I will take it 100%.
So let's talk about the music that's come out of it now. By Your Side, your latest single is like amazing. I'm obsessed
Thank
with
you.
it. Such a good track.
Thank you very much.
You said in the press release for it that it took quite a while to write, and you scrapped like quite a few versions before you settled on this one. What was the kind of like aha moment where you were like, this is it, this is the one?
I feel like with this particular song, like I would say, whilst pretty much every single song that I've written for this kind of period of time, I would say By Your Side is kind of the one that is the least about the actual situation and more so about my relationship with kind of my following and kind of almost thank you to like them for like, as I said, like what we were saying before, like for being so supportive and being so kind of cool about everything that I felt like I needed to do when things didn't feel good. And obviously, it still stemmed back to like what happened. It was kind of obviously the kind of core of the song is very much about holding on to something, or like obviously in my instance, it was a relationship, but it could have been about anything. It could have been about a friendship or a family member. It could have been about anything. But holding on to something that is definitely coming to an end, and it's coming to an end, but you just don't want it to end. So it's like, it's definitely a difficult feeling. I can imagine we've all been through at some
Yeah, for
point,
sure.
and. I wanted it to be able to reach as many people as possible because I didn't want to make it too just very, very specific about my situation, because most of the songs I've written about this particular situation are very specific.
Yeah.
And this one, I remember thinking like, I kind of want to make it a bit more broad. I want to make people feel like they can listen to it and interpret it in their own way and twist it into their own experiences, etc. So this one I kind of wrote more so for as I said, for the fans, so that they could, interpret it in their own way. But that is hard because you want to make it still interesting. You still want to make it like fun to li like cool to listen to, but you want to make it be as relatable as possible. It is quite a hard thing to do.
Yeah, those two
Seeing that.
things to kind of balance at the same time.
Yeah.
But you did it. You nailed it. It's a great track.
Yeah, we got there in the end. We got there in the end.
Kind
So
of a
that was
bit
cool.
sonically different from previous work. You said you drew from inspiration from people like 1975 and The Weeknd. What is it about like those artists' sounds that really stuck out for you that you wanted to kind of emulate with this new track?
I don't know. It's just I guess I just go through phases of different artists that I listen to, different artists that I enjoy. 1975 have definitely been, they're definitely an artist that I've listened to in the last kind of 6 months and have been a huge inspiration to kind of music that I've been making in that time. The Weeknd is someone I've been listening to for years. I remember literally like showing my friends his songs, like way before like the masses knew who he
Yeah,
was. I
yeah.
remember I was playing them High for This and Wicked Games, and my friends were like, oh, this is actually really cool. Because this is kind of back when I remember there was definitely a period where like you couldn't really get away with showing your guy mates a singer. Like,
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was only
yeah,
rap. I remember like when
yeah.
I was at school, like if I was showing my guy mates, it had to be rap. If I was showing them a singer, they'd be like, oh, what's this type of thing? They
Yeah.
didn't find it cool. Whereas I heard The Weeknd and I was like, something about this is so sick.
Yeah,
And
it's
I
like
remember showing it to them, and
2011. He was like this big, like underground artist, wasn't he? It's
then he
like
was for ages, yeah. And then he kind of just absolutely turned it
powered
into,
through.
way more mainstream, but definitely kept his kind of cool edge. So I mean, yeah, he absolutely smashed it. But Yeah, The Weeknd's a huge inspiration for me also, and Post Malone is another one. There's loads of artists I listen to, and definitely draw inspiration from. So, a lot of people were drawing comparisons to the Kid Laroi on By Your Side as well, which I think is really cool,
Yeah.
because I think it's great as well. So yeah, that was cool.
Who's like on your dream list of working together, collaborating, writing together? Who would you like die if you were the
I would
studio?
definitely love doing a song with Post Malone. I think that
Yeah.
I think that his music is insane, and I think that yeah, I would just very much love to. But I would love to do like a song that's like super slow and like super kind of like emotional,
Yeah.
because he's got such kind of a gritty like emotional voice, and I think for me that's kind of a lot of the stuff I do is very in that kind of area as well. Like, I don't know why, I seem to enjoy making people cry. So
It's
I
a
think
great
that
skill to
that would be
have.
really cool. No, 100%, 100%. People, you know, it is what it is. So I've got to run with it. So yeah.
People just want to feel something.
Yeah, definitely.
KMFM. This is the hit list.
KMFM.
So let's talk about TikTok for a sec. You're like the seventh most followed music account in the UK on TikTok, which is wild.
It's really weird. Yeah, I don't know how that ended up happening, because I remember just checking and thinking, oh yeah, like, you know, my following is kind of growing pretty fast on TikTok. That's quite cool. But it was only when I started looking at other artists thinking, oh wait, it's growing like really fast compared to like loads of people, like major artists. And I was thinking, well, I'm not uploading that much. You know, the plan definitely wasn't to kind of build this massive following on TikTok. I was just uploading things as and when I made them. And yeah, people just I don't know, they came.
Bit of a philosophical question that's just come into my head. Do you think because you have had like spent a lot of time online throughout your career, you have, you've been on the YouTube scene and everything, do you think that that kind of gave you these skills to be able to pick up a new platform really easily
Oh
and kind
yeah,
of
I mean,
like as a
yeah, definitely
digital
would have played a
native?
it would have played a part 100%. However, like me and like my kind of close friends who, you know, who we work on music, a discussion we always have is that fear of like one day there will be an app that will come along and we will genuinely just be too old or like dated to get it. Because I remember at first when TikTok blew up and it was all kind of like the little TikTok dances, I was a bit like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is really
I don't think I
my
really want to do a dance.
vibe. Yeah. But then obviously TikTok, as it expanded and grew, like, you know, obviously the genres that were blowing up within it became way more broad and diverse. So that was fine.
I feel like with because I do I totally relate to you because I'm a millennial, like I'm a hot,
Yeah.
I'm a very much millennial, but I try and keep young for
Yeah.
the radio. Like TikTok, absolutely. I think you kind of still have the same fear of like, oh my God, I don't
Oh yeah,
understand what anyone's
100%.
saying.
100. I uploaded a TikTok and it got like 11 million views. It's super recently, it got 11 million views. And one of the top comments was millennial humor. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, they found me. The children have found me.
I just
They're
use
coming for
it.
blood.
Yeah, you got to use it because you got to keep up with all the lingo,
I
So
know
I got to be able
exactly.
to
Oh
blend
my!
in.
I feel like every single day I go on TikTok, I learn a new phrase or like a new thing that's going on, or
And
like,
then you
and
like
it's.
adopt it into, I like aggressively adopt. I think at the moment.
Some of them I do. Some of them I think are just so niche, but some of them I do like. I love the word Riz.
I was literally just about to use that as an example. Like, Riz
I
is
love the
taking
word Riz. I
over my
saw
life.
Riz and I was like, what is it? I kept seeing Riz and I'm like, what the hell is this? It was right before Christmas and I remember like, I saw Riz and I was like, what? And then I told all my mates were like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then we all started using it like so much.
Or
And then you
like,
like say different things, like, oh, like one of my other day, like one of my mates was chatting to a girl and we were like, oh, it's the Rizzin of Oz. And then we
it's
just keep
so
chatting, like, and then
good.
one of the boys goes, oh, it's Rizzy Maguire. So like all these names started coming up, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's great.
But
I
I'm
love
not
it. I'm
even
here
saying
for
that
it.
makes me sound old. Like, we took it and made it old. We made
No, I'm gonna
it like
use it.
cheesy.
Wizard of Oz. I'm
Yeah.
adopting that. What's your favorite TikTok trend at the moment? I saw you hopped on ceilings, like recording your own vocals as well. That was
When I saw
amazing.
ceilings, I was like, I've got to do that. I have to do that. And it's annoying actually, because I was going to film one in a dress, because that was the next step.
Yeah.
I originally saw it when it was the Savannah well, we'd call them Savannah Bananas, but the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. Like, I saw theirs and theirs were so good.
And I saw that one and I was like, oh my God, I've got to do this. So I was like, yeah, I put it together. But I was like, you know what, because it's music, I was like, I'll do my own version of it. Because I can.
So I well, like, yeah, I absolutely. I love that because I think it's such a unique take on, like, it's what you do. So why wouldn't, well, the thing is why that, wouldn't you do that?
That was the thing. I feel like with every single trend I do, I always want to, like, do it in my own way. I don't really like just, oh, I'm going to do the trend exactly how it is. I like to kind of have my own spin on it. And that's why I kind of usually warm towards music-based trends, because it means that I can do it in my own way. But, yeah, when I saw that, I thought that one was great. What other trends are happening right now? Off the top of my head, I'm not actually even sure that I'm aware of that many others right now.
It's like, it's mainly ceilings. My TikTok is mainly ceilings and then videos from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. That's it. Like, interesting.
Oh, really?
And also... Wait,
I haven't seen many from Taylor Swift's Tour, but I remember when there were so many videos going viral of Matty on 1975.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I saw so many of those videos. They were popping up on my TikTok so much. I was like, this guy...
Did you go see them on that tour?
I did. I went to see them in the O2. So my mate, who basically produced, If I Ever, he produced By Your Side, and he produced the kind of upcoming singles as well. He's like a hardcore 1975 fan. I think he has their one of their, I don't know if it's their actual logo or their logo for one of their albums, but he has it tattooed on his leg.
Wow.
So yeah, he's a big 1975 fan. So we went to see them, and it was crazy. We actually went the night where it was rumored that Harry Styles was going to walk out, but he didn't. And then I saw a few weeks later where, like, it was rumored Harry Styles again, and then Lewis Capaldi walked out with a Harry Styles t-shirt or something, and I was a bit like, oh, that would have been hilarious, but that wasn't the show I went to.
Yeah, I went to see them in, very roguely, I went to Leeds.
Okay.
And we were there like, oh, are they going to bring out a secret guest? Who could it be? Maybe Sam Fender? No, he'd probably do Newcastle, maybe Lewis Capaldi, and we got nobody. It was like, no, okay, yeah, never mind.
Well, this is the thing, because Taylor Swift came out the night before I went. So obviously everyone's buzzing, like talking about who's going to come out. And then Matty literally addresses, he goes, guys, honestly, it's a lottery. Like, it's luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't got a guest for every single night. If you come to one, there's someone there, lucky you. You guys came tonight, so you're unlucky. Even when I was on tour, like, I was in LA and I brought out Madison Beer for one of the shows. And obviously, my friend, a lot of my fans were like, oh, is he going to bring someone out for the next show? And I was like, well, no, it's just because she was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that made sense. Whereas, like, the next, I might be in another city where I don't know anyone that's there. I'm not going to, like, you know,
just
like,
bring up a random
person real quick. Like, can't say to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is kind of an interesting thing with TikTok now. So many shows are, like, being, you know, documented on, because I had Love on Tour on my For You page, 1975 Eras, Sabrina Carpenter doing her freestyle at the end of Nonsense that she does, that went viral. And it's kind of like,
I wanted to say to my fans, I was like, I wanted them to, like, I wanted to do, like, a challenge where essentially I would say, like, I don't know what the winning prize would be. I don't know what the prize would be, but I wanted to say, like, to my followers that are coming on the next part of the tour, whoever posts a TikTok or whatever that gets the most views or, like, goes the most viral, then I would do, like, something for them to encourage them to kind of, like, post snippets. Because I remember, like, there were so many snippets of my kind of the first half of my tour. Because I act like a complete idiot on stage. I do like half music and half just honestly just chatting the most random.
Those are the best shows.
So I'll just talk about really random stuff while I'm on stage and basically make an idiot of myself. And I was thinking, like, oh, it'd been funny if, like, some of those had been clipped a bit more. So I kind of want to say for the next half, like, right, guys, I'm setting a challenge. Whoever can, like, clip the best bit and capture something funny, will. Yeah, get a prize, but I need to figure out what the prize will be. So, yeah.
That's amazing. That's such a good idea. I love that. Okay, I've taken up so much of your time because we just went into a TikTok deep dive. Let's talk about what's next. So you've got the second half of the tour coming, and you've been releasing this music. Is it going to become an EP, an album? Is it all top secret?
I feel like I almost accidentally said it earlier on.
Yeah, you did. I did.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I haven't decided. I mean, I've written a bunch of songs.
Mm. Okay.
It would make sense to put it in a body of work.
So it would. See. Yeah. It would. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. But I'll put it this way. Either way, whatever the outcome is, you won't be waiting for very long.
Okay. That's great. That's good to know.
At least you won't be waiting to know. To actually, if you end up hearing it, you'll be waiting for a minute. But like to know... You won't be very long.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll stagger it out so that there's not too much suspense at any one given time.
As I said at the beginning, I've got to squeeze out everything out of this heartbreak I possibly can. I need to make it worth it somehow.
Well, if the stuff that we've heard so far is anything to go by, it's, you know, maybe not worth it. I don't want to put those words in your mouth because heartbreak is a horrible thing, but you are, really you know... Is. There is great music coming out of it.
Perfect. That's all good then.
We're gonna play your song by your side now. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes, of course I can. What is up, everyone? I'm Connor Maynard, and this is my brand new single, By Your Side. I hope you enjoy it.